Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we'll delve into the rich tapestry of supplications, sacred melodies, and poetry that have guided believers for centuries. The Book of Psalms is traditionally divided into five books, containing a diverse range of spiritual expressions, including hymns of praise, laments, wisdom literature, and psalms of thanksgiving. The Western Jewish and Christian traditions recognize 150 psalms, while the Eastern Orthodox Christian Church includes an additional psalm, bringing their total to 151. In this series, we'll focus on books 3 and 4 of the canonical Book of Psalms. Specifically, our journey will take us through Psalms 73 to 106. We'll now delve into the richness and depth of these sacred texts. Let's open our Bibles to Psalm 73. We'll be reading the full chapter. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Now, starting in verse 1, truly God is good to Israel, to those whose hearts are pure. But as for me, I almost lost my footing. My feet were slipping, and I was almost gone. For I envied the proud when I saw them prosper despite their wickedness. They seem to live such painless lives. Their bodies are so healthy and strong. They don't have troubles like other people. They're not plagued with problems like everyone else. They wear pride like a jeweled necklace and clothe themselves with cruelty. These fat cats have everything their hearts could ever wish for. They scoff and speak only evil. In their pride they seek to crush others. They boast against the very heavens, and their words strut throughout the earth. And so the people are dismayed and confused, drinking in all their words. What does God know? They ask. Does the Most High even know what's happening? Look at these wicked people, enjoying a life of ease while their riches multiply. Did I keep my heart pure for nothing? Did I keep myself innocent for no reason? I get nothing but trouble all day long. Every morning brings me pain. If I had really spoken this way to others, I would have been a traitor to your people. So I tried to understand why the wicked prosper. But what a difficult task it is. Then I went into your sanctuary, O God, and I finally understood the destiny of the wicked. Truly, you put them on a slippery path and send them sliding over the cliff to destruction. In an instant they are destroyed, completely swept away by terrors. When you arise, O Lord, you will laugh at their silly ideas as a person laughs at dreams in the morning. Then I realized that my heart was bitter, and I was all torn up inside. I was so foolish and ignorant, I must have seemed like a senseless animal to you. Yet I still belong to you, you hold my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, leading me to a glorious destiny. Whom have I in heaven but you? I desire you more than anything on earth. My health may fail, and my spirit may grow weak, but God remains the strength of my heart. He is mine forever. Those who desert him will perish, for you destroy those who abandon you. But as for me, how good it is to be near God. I have made the Sovereign Lord my shelter, and I will tell everyone about the wonderful things you do. Once again, that was Psalms chapter 73 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the section of the scriptures we just read a little more in depth. The Psalms are unafraid to explore and express the highs and lows of human life. The Psalms are divided into five books. Book 3 covers Psalms 73 to 89 and is full of psalms that talk about the dark moments of life, lament, loss, betrayal, and injustice. Yet these psalms also declare the sovereignty of God. Though the world rebels and declines into selfishness, the Lord is still good, still working, and still present with his people. This psalm wrestles with questions we have all asked. Why do the wicked seem to prosper, from what we just read in verses 4 to 12? Is it worth it to follow God and try to live a good life, which is referenced in verses 13 to 14? The author, Asaph, looked in his heart and found pain and bitterness, cited in verse 21, and that hurt almost caused him to turn away from the Lord, written about in verse 15. He found comfort in three things. First, he went to the sanctuary of God. Second, he understood the final destiny of the wicked. Third, he realized the presence of the Lord guiding his life. Though it is hard to follow God, there is no better place to be. Here are some things to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. Have you ever asked the questions of this psalm? What were your answers? Why do you follow the Lord, even when it is hard? We're grateful you joined us for our daily audio devotionals, and we hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there. Make sure to follow along with us on Monday through Friday for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections of these sacred biblical writings. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.